Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Open phones as always. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
We got some, as usual, ridiculous news to share with you here tonight. And then coming up, some state representatives who do not favor independence have spoken out. We will share with you what they have to say.
Yeah, because their comments are priceless.
They are pretty also ridiculous. So we have a lot of ridiculousness here tonight. And again, Ian and Aria in the studio, phones open as always. But to start out with, it's warmed up a little bit here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire today. I mean, yesterday there was a snowstorm, maybe about 6 inches or 12 inches or something, depending on how your elevation fell. So obviously it was, you know, below freezing for that. And prior to that, a few days ago, it was like -8 at one point in the night.
It's been in the negatives a lot this winter.
Yeah, maybe 2 or 3 times. It hasn't been a whole lot.
I just remember the first winter I moved here, it was... It hit negative numbers like once or twice, maybe 3 times. But here it's like you get a whole week where it's negative temperatures.
That hasn't happened yet.
It was 3 or 4 days in a row. And we've got several more coming up this weekend. So it hasn't been a whole day.
Usually you got to wait till February for the negatives or at least late January. But, yeah, it's a little bit different this year. But that's how it always is. I didn't want to give a weather report so much as just say it's cold up here. And, you know, warm today was 36 degrees, right? So it was warm enough to where, you know, snow was melting. There was some slush around. And so I imagine Boston is probably pretty similar as far as its temperature is concerned, maybe a little more moderate since it's right by the sea. But it's, I'm just going to say it's probably pretty darn cold in Boston as well.
I would imagine so. I mean, when I think about Boston and winter, I don't think about, you know, like California or San Diego or something.
Yeah.
I think about something along the lines of, you know, Boston in winter.
Yeah, today apparently it was like 37 degrees. So very similar.
About like King, then?
Yeah, very similar to what it was here. Later this week, Boston will be experiencing 29-degree highs, 45-degree highs, 35-degree, and on Friday, 22. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because they now have an open window requirement in Boston schools, in Boston school classrooms. So
I know why, but is it because of COVID-19?
Of course it is.
So they're going to torture children by forcing them to be in a classroom with an open window in January.
That's right.
In Boston.
That's right.
In order to prevent them. Isn't this how people catch pneumonia? Or, you know, one of the ways that helps them to catch pneumonia?
You know what? I don't know a whole lot about pneumonia. I think you have to be wet for that to happen, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. I'm certainly not a doctor. If you know a thing or two about pneumonia, you're welcome to give us a call here. But generally, you know, mom doesn't want you to stay out in the cold too long, right? Like, you can go out if you're properly dressed for it, but you probably shouldn't be spending 8 hours in the cold unless you're moving around, right? Like if you're out skiing or if you're climbing a mountain, like if you go out and you work out in the cold, then you're going to be taking clothes off because you're just going to get so hot. You'll be sweating like crazy. I mean, anybody that's done winter sports or climbed a mountain in the wintertime knows this. But sitting in a classroom is not physical activity. That is going to be quite uncomfortable for 8, 9, however many hours are in the school day.
It's going to be significantly worse for the children who are actually, like, next to the window as well.
Yes, that's right.
Who's the bad kid that we're going to torture by putting them beside the open window today?
Students and teachers, according to BostonHerald.com in a report written a few days ago, will have to bundle up in their classrooms because of a Boston public school mandate that windows be kept open 4 inches to reduce the risk of COVID transmission. Now, I'm not sure how exactly they're going about expecting this is going to reduce any risk of COVID transmission. Why would it be?
I assume it's just air ventilation.
That's clearly what it's going to do. It is absolutely going to let all of the hot air out of the room.
It seems like it would be cheaper you know, in the terms of letting all that heat out, to just install better ventilation systems.
Yeah,
I'm not an expert.
I'm not either, but I'm just going to say, if you're in close proximity with other human beings, you're going to likely transmit things to and from them. I mean, that's just, whether the window's open or not, I don't think is going to really make that big of a difference.
Well, COVID's like hot air. It rises, so it'll just rush out that window, I guess. I don't know what they're thinking,
dude. No, that doesn't make any sense either. But here's what they had to say. Good morning, families. One school wrote to parents before their children headed off to class. Quote, it is still very cold. Remember, the windows in our classrooms have to be open. I suggest layering your child's clothes. Two pairs of pants, two shirts, and a sweater, two pairs of socks, etc. Plus all their outerwear, hat, glove, scarf, etc. So they literally are telling people that it is going to be freezing cold in these classrooms. Are they also turning off the heat at the same time? You know, since if they have the heat on, it's just basically going to be pouring money out the windows, right? Like, although it would temper
the... Why not just have the classes outside at that point?
Yeah, I mean, it would temper the climate indoors somewhat if the heat was on. Maybe it wouldn't be freezing cold. I mean, they ultimately have to heat the building somewhat in order to keep the pipes from bursting, likely. So it would be interesting to find out from someone, some poor child who's in the government school system in Boston, who brought a thermometer to class, and just tell us how cold it really is in there. Because I would not want to have my window open 4 inches around the clock for 8 hours. I mean, it's one thing if you take a dump in the bathroom and you crack open the window for 30 minutes or 15 minutes. It's not going to be the end of the world. But 8 hours?
8 hours is intense.
In every room in the house? Right? Now, this isn't just one classroom. Every classroom has to have, this says every window in this article, but the photo they're showing here, somebody took a picture from the Boston Herald of a government high school, it looks like, or some school, and you can see the two windows on the side of, there's three windows in the photo, only one of the three is cracked open 4 inches. So maybe it's not required that every single window be open, but regardless, this is nuts.
That is insane. Has there been any negative pushback to this?
Well, the advice has angered some parents. One parent tweeted out, quote, these are the notifications I get from a Boston public school in the 21st century. I hate this so much. How is my 4-year-old concentrate on learning, trying to keep warm? An adult has trouble in the cold. These kids are enduring so much. Well, here's a solution for you. Pull your kids out of the government school.
That's an easy solution as well.
I mean, how much worse?
I did not see this coming. When did public schooling start at the age of 4?
It's probably some sort of preschool, okay. or maybe maybe they're old enough to qualify for kindergarten at 4.
How are they supposed to write while holding mittens and while wearing mittens and gloves and stuff in the first place? Right?
It's absurd.
There's no way any... Just stop the nonsense and send them back home to do the Zoom classes or whatever. At least then the kids can be warm.
Yeah, it's crazy. At Wednesday night's school committee meeting, Samantha Laney, teacher at Holmes Elementary School in Dorchester, said she and her students have to keep their coats on in class because the windows are required to be open to circulate the air. She also said schools need COVID tests, quote, right away, unquote, and need more social workers, not only for students but for teachers who are, quote, burned all the way out, she said.
Well, it might help if they didn't have to open their windows.
Mary Dubinga, a Boston Latin Academy teacher, told the school committee she started her day on a bus crowded with students with no social distancing because many school bus drivers aren't coming to work. She arrived in her 55-degree classroom, where she has two students with sickle cell anemia, one of the diseases that put people at greater risk of not only contracting COVID, but also dying. Well,
so that answers the question. They are turning the heat on still.
Yep.
But you can't...
Pumping it right out the window.
Yeah, 55 degrees in there? Your kids aren't learning anything.
8 hours a day in 55-degree temperatures. That's crazy. I tried this, by the way.
Conan would say that's nothing.
No, I know. And when I moved here to New Hampshire, I was, on a super... cheap kind of budget situation, and I didn't want to spend as much on heat. And so I tried living below 60 degrees in this house, and like I started to get some sort of a condition in my hand that was like swelling up, and it was not good at all. As soon as I turned the heat up to, you know, closer to 70, that problem went away. So
well, that's good at least.
Yeah, they're worried about people catching COVID. There's going to be some other health problems that come from sitting in 55 degree temperatures around the clock. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. How would temperatures for 8 hours a day. Now, I mean, I understand there's some hard-working people out there who work outdoors in the wintertime, and I am grateful for those people. But they've chosen that for themselves, right? Like, if you've chosen to be in construction during the wintertime, or you're like one of those sign-holding people on the side of the road at a, you know, construction site or whatever, you know, you decided that you're going to accept the risks of freezing and potential hypothermia, losing body parts because of lack of circulation. And maybe you're really
well,
good
I assume
outside.
They bundle up really, really well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you get the hot hands or whatever, or some sort of a hand heater, or you know, or maybe you've got really good circulation and you got no problem whatsoever, like the, you know, the Iceman over in Norway, the guy that can stand outside with you know, just nothing but a pair of boxers on and go take baths in the public park.
We call those people mentally ill here.
You know,
I've not heard of this guy.
Yeah, you have. We talked about him. Yeah, we talked about him a few weeks ago.
Is this the Wim Hof guy?
Yeah, Wim Hof.
Okay.
That's his name.
Okay.
Wim Hof. But, you know, so I think there is something to be said for being able to acclimate yourself to that. But that, again, is a choice that you have to make for yourself. These kids in these Boston schools that now have to sit in classrooms with open windows, they didn't make this choice. They are being forced into this situation because their parents are, I guess they
cowards.
Just don't care enough, right? Like, their parents are, you're calling them cowards. Maybe some of them are cowards. I mean, is it fear is the reason why parents don't take their kids from government school? Is that why?
What to an extent, I mean, in Massachusetts, it may be more difficult to pull your kids out of public school than
could
in
be.
Other places, I don't know, but it's a cowardice about changing their lives mm-hmm. to not be reliant upon government in the first place, right?
Sure.
That's where the cowardice comes in, is that they could make changes to become more independent, to not have to be at work, you know, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week or whatever, actually spend time with their kids, or, you know, to make the responsible choice and not have children if you don't have, you know, 8 hours a day to dedicate to them, as most people don't, which is why most people shouldn't have kids, but they don't care and they did anyway because that's just what people
it's
are supposed
accident.
To do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. People are definitely afraid of change. And going from a situation in which someone just takes care of your kids for 8 hours a day, which is the government school situation.
The glorified daycare.
Yeah, to a situation in which you have to make choices for your kids' educational, you know, future. That is a bit of a change, right? Like, that actually requires some level of responsibility.
And that probably does scare them as well, thinking,
yeah.
You know, they probably feel like they're not qualified for this. It's like, well, okay, you feel like you're not qualified to educate and raise your child. Why did you have one?
Well, that, but also, what makes you think that these people at this government school are somehow so brilliant? I mean, they're sitting there with the windows open in class.
True. They do seem to be pretty incompetent.
Doesn't seem real smart to me, but we're going to continue. Your thoughts are welcome here if you want to join us. As Jesus the Cynic points out in our Twitch chat room, he says, Boston taxes will go up because of the extra operational cost to heat the buildings. And he's absolutely right about that. The story over at the Boston Herald about this says that Boston Public Schools spokesbureaucrat said regarding the open window mandate that temperatures in school buildings have been adjusted to 76 degrees, so they have turned up the heat quite a bit, they say, to help combat
Good
the required
Lord.
Window ventilation.
Just shut the stupid window!
Yeah.
That is the most government thing ever, though. Okay, we don't know what to do, so we're going to mandate all of these windows have to be open in the middle
mm-hmm.
of January. Oh no, children are freezing to death. Let's turn up the heat
That's
to
right.
counteract. And now, when the bill gets too high, they're going to have to raise taxes
they sure are.
To pay for that nonsense.
I mean, I'm just going to guess they probably had it at around 68, 70 degrees because, I mean, you got a bunch of kids in a classroom, and they're going to heat the classroom up to some extent. 70 is a pretty standard, you know, good temperature to heat to. I'm just guessing. So I'm guessing they raised it at least 6 degrees, if not more. In that case,
I don't know what they would have had it set at.
Bitcoin.com, by the way, the best source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go there, click Get Started at the top of the page, learn about the basics of cryptocurrency. Right now, Bitcoin is at a lower price than it was a couple months ago. It had peaked up to around $68,000 per coin, and it is now around $42,000, $43,000. So still might be a good opportunity to jump into this thing, but you really ought to learn the basics first. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. You can watch watch some introductory videos there. That's Bitcoin.com. And they do have their news site, which is news.bitcoin.com. So if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, get over to news.bitcoin.com.
This story is just so amazing to me. I mean, we've all heard the saying about government breaking your leg and then handing you a crutch and then saying, oh, well, see, thank goodness for me, you can walk. That's exactly what this is. Opening the window, causing a problem, creating a problem, and then having to do something else that's equally stupid in order to fix that problem and saying, hey, look, we tried. We turned the heat up to 76. We did everything we could.
Well, as you pointed out, who gets to sit next to the open window as well? Like, even if the heat's been turned up, it's still going to be uncomfortable there. And remember, 76 is just what they've put the thermostat at to try to, combat. One of these teachers said it was a 55-degree classroom. So what's the reality, right? Like, there's the public statements that the Boston school public school bureaucracy is saying. Oh, no, we said it's 76. But what's the real temperature in the classroom? And again, look, if you care about your kids, you should have had them out of the government schools before 2020, but 2020 should have been like the heads up, okay, now it's really time to go. And if you still kept them in throughout all of this, now they're going to freeze your kids out in the school classrooms. Like, how much more abuse can your kids take? How much more until you finally say, you know what, I'm going to actually spend some time on my own kids and figure out what to do and get them out of this system?
I imagine both of these statements about the temperature are true, depending on what the outside temperature is. On a day like today, of course, schools were closed today, so kids couldn't benefit. Where it's 35 to 40 degrees outside, 76-degree heat probably could have kept the room reasonably comfortable.
Maybe.
But when it was, 3 degrees or a high of 9 degrees,
right.
No, the temperature would have been probably in the low 50s or upper 40s.
Well, plus those heaters must be on constantly, right? Like if you're...
Do they close the windows at night?
I'm not going to say I'm sure. I would hope that they do. But, I mean, as far as during their operating hours, when the kids are there, which is at least 8 hours a day, that heater's got to just be constantly cranking. I mean, if you open every single window in your house, even 4 inches, the heater cannot reach its desired temperature, right? Like, it's just going to keep on going because it's never going to get to where it's supposed to go.
No, I can't. Too much of the heat is seeping out through the open windows.
Anyway, if you want to weigh in here, 603-283-6160 is the number. That's not the only insane school-related story that we've got. Here's another one. And this one is actually from New Hampshire, but it's being reported by the Boston Globe. Written by Erica Cohen, who is apparently the chairperson of the school board in Derry, New Hampshire. That's a town that's, I guess, kind of near Manchester. Subheadline, police presence, threats of violence, open hostility. What happens to our schools if rancor overtakes our capacity to peaceably disagree?
Okay, so this is like threats of violence, like Sununu had threats of violence against some sort of thing, I'm assuming?
We'll see. So it's sort of like an opinion editorial by this person who is... Sounds like she's getting too scared to actually be on her school board, and in my opinion, that's a good thing. We'll talk about it on the way here and how it all happened. And this is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Elvita King, discusses the life and legacy of the civil rights leader on MLK Day.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. answered with the word of God. He said, I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too difficult a burden to bear. God is love.
That audio courtesy of Fox News as the country celebrates the memory of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. President Biden on Monday made a speech demanding action on a voting rights bill. The MLK Jr. holiday isn't going smoothly for some folks. Almost 4,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled so far. Snow and ice causing many of the delays on the East Coast. USA Radio News. Earth is expecting a close encounter with a giant asteroid on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNaught. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years.
Nearly 6 years after Prince died of an overdose, his $156 million estate is being divided equally among his three heirs and a New York music company. USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we've got the opinions of some of the people who are against the idea of independence, because it's hard to get them to talk sometimes, and they feel like they don't have to really spend much time defending the status quo, because they're pretty certain it's going to stay that way, so why bother commenting?
I think they're wrong.
I hope you're right about that, Aria. We're going to get into it. It's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. But first, we're still talking about some government school-related stuff. In Boston, apparently, they are requiring people keep, or government school rooms, keep their windows open. Now, not all the way, but still, 4 inches.
4 inches is, that's a lot.
It's enough to make it cold in there over a period of 8 hours. So you still got your kids in government school. You really need to ask yourself why. You really need to be honest with yourself about why you haven't done anything to help your kids get out of these indoctrination camps, because that was the number one reason to not be there in the first place, was that if you take them out of the government schools, then the government can't indoctrinate them with their propaganda as easily. So that would have been the old reason to do it. Now they're literally just torturing them. So,
and I mean, some of these parents, they seem to know that. Like, hey, my four-year-old, this is the kind of notice I get from the school. My four-year-old's being subjected to this. Why? Why are you allowing your four-year-old to be subjected to this?
It's time to stop. You can still, in most places in the United States, pull your kids out of government schools. Now, as you said, Aria, it might be more difficult in some places than it is in others, but still, there's, even in California, from what I understand, there's still a path out. So get them out. And better still, don't put them in the first place. If you're, you know, moving to a place, don't register them with the government school system. It's none of their damn business that you've got kids in that place.
Sadly, I think in some states you have to.
Yeah. You might be right about that.
New Hampshire is not one of those places, as I understand it.
The number here is 603-283-6160, and then we go to the Derry School Board, Derry, New Hampshire, where Erica Cohen writes an article for the Boston Globe headline, "I chair the school board in Derry, New Hampshire, and I'm afraid." She says, "For a couple of days last fall, a viral video on Derry Facebook pages was a one-minute clip of a man telling the Derry school board that if we required everyone to get the, quote, genocide jab, unquote, we would be war criminals and should hang. As chairperson, I interrupted..."
This hyperbole scares her? Okay, first of all, this didn't go viral, lady. I live here in New Hampshire, and this is the first I've ever heard about it.
Well, maybe it was viral in Derry, New Hampshire.
It may have gotten 70 whole views.
Yeah. "As a chairperson," she says, "I interrupted and asked the man to be polite. When he persisted, I told the AV guy to cut his mic. The man continued, calling me and my fellow board members Nazis and repeating that we should hang. The audience, who mostly shared the man's opposition to masks and vaccines and usually clapped for like-minded speakers, remained silent."
You cut his microphone because you didn't like what he was saying. He called you Nazis, and then you got upset.
That's right.
They oppressed his freedom of speech, right? They're public servants. They're supposed to be held accountable to people like him, even if they don't phrase things in the most polite of ways.
See, here's the thing. They want you to be polite to them. Mm. But what they tell you, now without actually saying this, is if you don't do what they say, they will take your house from you. They will take you, it doesn't matter if it's in the middle of wintertime, they will come to your house with armed agents, calling themselves the sheriff's department, and they will, at gunpoint, if necessary, forcibly remove you, and they'll put you in handcuffs if you don't go, or shoot you if you don't go, or taser you, or whatever, and they will remove you.
Under what charges?
There's no charge. Well, if you resist it, then there will be charges of resisting arrest and that sort of thing. But the thing is called a tax sale. So whenever you don't pay property taxes, for whatever reason, you know, maybe you are upset that they're doing things in the government school system that you don't like, and you say, you know what, I'm not going to pay for this anymore. And so you don't pay the property tax bill.
Seems risky.
Or even a part of the property tax bill. They will send to you a notice after, you know, you are late. They'll say, you're late with a bill. You're going to get hit with an 8% per annum fee, and after 2 years, we will take your property from you. So you then have 2 years to make payments. I presume that means pay it in full, whatever it is they say that you owe. And by the way, property taxes in New Hampshire usually are like 60, 70, 75% goes to the schools. So if you don't pay property taxes, you are essentially not paying for the schools. And if, you know, whatever the other services are, that's, you know, the other 25% of it.
Which seems silly because I can't imagine why people without children are being forced to pay for the public school system, whether they oppose it whether they oppose it for ideological reasons or not, as we do here on the show. Mm-hmm. We still don't have kids. Why are we subsidizing the education of other people's children?
Well, because of socialism. I mean, because
clearly
people, if they have children, if only people with children had to pay for the government schools, I mean, imagine what it would cost them on their property tax bills.
Well, that's not my problem.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't want that.
Well, at that point, they would probably realize, hey, you know what? I think I probably can't, if I'm not having to pay this massive school bill, I probably can't afford to stay home and educate the child myself.
Yeah, they could. And the good news is that in New Hampshire, there's actually something called the Education Savings Account that just passed last year that is allowing parents essentially a reimbursement or some sort of a check from the government in order to buy things in order to send their kids to either a private school or buy homeschooling curriculum, which is interesting.
I don't have kids, but can I have my money back?
Yeah, well, maybe you could sign up as Rhea.
That's true.
Your dog. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction. Obviously, the best solution would be to abolish government schools entirely and abolish the taxes that pay for them. But in the meanwhile, there's these stupid things called school boards. And these school board bureaucrats, these politicians that run for office in these low-paying positions, they're just little tyrants like every other politician. They wield whatever power they possibly can. So, again, this school board lady here is upset because somebody said that she's a war criminal. Somebody said that she should hang for forcing kids to get the jab.
Well, I will say the man is out of line. If he had kept up to date with New Hampshire News, he would know that the school board cannot mandate that children get vaccinated, at the very least.
That's true.
So that part...
That doesn't mean they're not Nazis, though.
That, it doesn't. Yeah. But that little part of the conversation could have been skipped entirely, and he could have focused on other things that they were doing that were tyrannical.
That night, she says, my expression was steely. But the next day, in the district...
She cried herself to sleep.
In the district business administrator's office, I cried. You haven't read this story, right?
No.
Okay.
But I know the type of person.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a walking stereotype of a snowflake, of a tyrant who wants to abuse other people.
But when it gets turned on her...
And this guy didn't even abuse her. Yeah. He just said some mean things to her.
Yeah. He's not going to steal her house.
No. He's not going to force her kids to do something.
Out of frustration, she says, anger and fear, the First Amendment gave that man the right to swear, to use lewd language, and even to make veiled threats. Okay, first of all, no, the First Amendment doesn't give you a right. The First Amendment supposedly respects your rights. The idea behind the Bill of Rights, whether you're talking about the New Hampshire Constitution, which also protects free speech, or the U.S. Government Constitution, is that they are supposed to recognize and respect and protect certain rights that already existed prior to those men writing that document. It says, okay, this is the instructions for forming this government, and our government is going to respect people's rights, and here are the rights specifically that will be respected. That's what they do. They don't give you the rights. But it's typical for people like this to believe that the founding documents also grant rights to people, and it's just not true.
It's silly how eager people are to jump at threats. Saying that something should happen to someone is not a threat. It's a wish. At worst, they're making a wish that something bad happens to you.
Yep,
a threat would be saying, I'm going to hang you, stating intent.
If that happened, then surely the police would have arrested that man.
Yeah, but he didn't. He said, you should be hanged as war criminals. Well, that doesn't mean he has any intention whatsoever of trying to hang you. In fact, it suggests otherwise. If he wanted to hang you, he would have said that.
We got more from the Snowflake School Board chairperson. And that's on the way. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. You know, I don't really generally like the idea of spending time at school board meetings because it's usually a total time waster. But if it's making them this uncomfortable, I might have to rethink my position on this. This is Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Our school board members becoming so frustrated by the parents that are attending their school board meetings these days that they might actually quit their jobs.
Man, I hope so. But, you know, that's not how bureaucrats work. They'll just start bringing in more police and more police, yeah. And they'll start excluding the public, requiring some sort of system. I can't imagine what it would look like.
They can't really exclude people from a public meeting, though.
Not yet.
I mean, they...
But they'll start holding them via Zoom or something shady like that.
That would be a way around it. Yeah, for sure. Don't give many ideas, Arya.
They already had this idea, didn't they? Keene already tried it out.
Were they doing that with the school board here? It wouldn't surprise
me. Well, the city council did, didn't they?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. For some time. But they're having in-person meetings again. Anyway, we're reading an article here. It's an opinion piece by a lady that her name is Erica Cohen, and she is frustrated as the chairperson of the school board in Derry, New Hampshire, because somebody said that she was a Nazi. Somebody told her in the meeting that she was a Nazi and that she should hang.
Was she behaving like a Nazi at the time?
I suspect they've been doing that. In fact, they've been talking about, you know, mandatory masks, and I imagine they are requiring masks. A lot of school boards, sadly, are still requiring that, even here in the so-called live free or die state, from what I understand. But as
it's so weird. I don't think anyone has ever called me a Nazi. And that's probably because I don't do or say things that sound like things a Nazi would do or say.
Indeed. But let's go back to this little Nazi and what she has to say for herself. So she says she complains about this man who had spoken up at her meeting, and she says that she cried about it the next day in her district business administrator's office out of frustration, anger, and fear. She says the First Amendment gave that man a right to swear, to use lewd language, and even make veiled threats. And by the way, she cut his microphone when she was doing that. But she says,
what is the problem with using foul language?
They just don't like it. You know, they want to have decorum at their meeting. They want their meetings to look respectable, right? They want everybody to be respectful. They want people to be polite because they don't want people to realize that you can speak to them this way and that if you do, they really can't do a whole lot to you. Now, if they tell you to stop and then you don't, and then they tell the police to arrest you, then you catch a criminal charge, and they could probably hit you with, like, disorderly conduct or something like that. So it's not a perfect guarantee that you won't be arrested for this stuff.
It definitely doesn't seem disorderly, though. I mean, you have the microphone, right? You're allowed to speak.
Until they tell you you can't speak anymore.
Okay.
And they can make some arbitrary determination about that. So there's no perfect free speech system when it comes to speaking at these meetings. Ultimately, they are the ones in charge of the microphones, and if they want to take it away from you, they can, and then you would have to sue them later on. So it's not like there's no guarantee you won't be arrested for speaking up and standing your ground. But that said, she says, I would learn later from a lawyer for the New Hampshire School Boards Association that the man's use of the word if to preface his remarks about a vaccine mandate meant that I couldn't legally silence him, where he had said...
Oh, so she learned that she was in the wrong?
Yes. The lawyer advised me going forward to give people their 3 minutes and cut them off only when they exceed it. So
nice.
That's interesting.
She got put in her place, and she's not happy about it.
But in the moment, the man's threat, veiled or otherwise, felt very real to me.
There was no threat, and surely there was a cop or deputy or something there.
Well, she said if. She said that what he said was that if.
Was he holding a rope?
No.
then why was she scared?
Well, right. And again, it's the wording here. He says if they required kids to get the jab, that would make them war criminals and that they should hang. That doesn't mean that he would do the hanging.
Right.
Right.
This is what you do to war criminals in general.
Yes.
Unless they're the president of the United States, in which case you give them a pass.
Over the next week, I repeatedly relived what had happened.
Oh, what a snowflake.
And thought about resigning.
She needs to do and think less.
Yes. Was serving as chair of my local school board worth withstanding such vitriol? Was it worth shaking in my car on my drive home from a meeting?
How old is this lady, and how does she make it to adulthood being this sensitive?
What kind of example was I setting for students if I didn't challenge such ugly speech? Hostilities rose.
Now, it's been a while since I was at a school board meeting, but I don't think I've ever been to a school board meeting.
They're awful. Just awful.
How many students are there at these things?
Almost none.
I wouldn't think so. That's sort of what I was getting at. Yeah. I remember going to some PTA meetings because I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But never a school board meeting.
I remember going to PTA meetings as a kid and doing everything I could to not be inside the room. Right.
Yeah.
Like, we'd go hang out outside with the other kids, basically.
So the kids aren't even going to hear about this and the example she's setting. And if they are, they're not going to care.
The only reason a student will be at the school board meeting is if there's something that they need from the school board. So, for instance, if the school board is voting on a budget for, you know, the sports department or whatever, and they might trot the football team in there to say, we need money. And then as soon as the school board votes for the money, then they all leave.
Yeah, because they have pot to smoke.
That's the only reason you'll see kids at a school board meeting. Going on. She says, hostilities rose markedly last August in the wake of meetings about school reopening plans. One indication of that was an SUV I saw parked in front of the Dairy Farmers Market that had, quote, defund the school board, unquote, written on the back windshield and unmask the kids scrawled on the side windows.
That's not hostile at all.
Seeing it, my daughter suggested I wear a hat and sunglasses, like a celebrity trying to evade public recognition. I wished I had something to hide behind. Instead, I was skittish and scanned the crowd as we shopped.
What a coward.
She literally is acting like there's someone out to get her, like that someone's going to jump her.
Because some cantankerous old man
called
her a Nazi.
Oh, no, in this case, that's what started it.
True.
But in this case, because somebody had an SUV parked near the farmer's market.
And they wrote, defund the school board on the window.
So she thinks somebody's going to be lurking in the crowd at the farmer's market to jump her and, like, kill her or something like that. It's ridiculous paranoia. On the way home, I thought about resigning again.
I kept looking in my rearview mirror, and there were headlights there, and every time I took a right turn, they took a right turn, and then I realized, oh yes, my husband was following me back. But I was still so terrified. So terrified.
So she's now thinking about resigning again after that non-incident, right? Like, all of that was in her
head.
She's
such a Republican, man. Like, she created this elaborate scenario in her head that was not in any way represented by reality, and then she got offended and upset about this imaginary scenario that she created, and and is now crying about it. That's a 100% a Republican thing to do.
Well, I don't know what her politics is, but I will guess
she's a Democrat.
Abject status, that's for damn sure. But yeah, that seems like the safe presumption. So I hope she will actually do the resigning, but she has more to say. She says, I'm not alone. Barrett Christina, executive director of the New Hampshire School Boards Association, told me about school board members in the Granite State whom law enforcement had escorted to their cars for safety. One board was contacted by the FBI because of threats made against individual members. Quote, some very good members and some people who are committed to public education have already resigned from their local school boards, she said. I've heard from some others who've said they do not intend to run again when their seat is up this coming March.
God,
that is fantastic news. And so, like I said, I am, you know, I'm going to reconsider my opinion here about attending these meetings. If you've got...
Might be time to run for school board if these people start resigning.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to be in these positions, unfortunately. Now, it is god-awful to be a school board member, from what I can tell. We used to run for these things here in Keene. We actually used to regularly go, not to their regular meetings, not to the every month or however often they have them, but they had a one meeting per year where they would vote on the budget, and the Free Staters, the Liberty people in Keene, would go to that meeting. But we were only ever like 10 people out of 90 or 100 people in the auditorium. Yeah. So we could never do anything except for maybe break a tie. And there were a few occasions, on rare occasion, that we would break a tie, and then we would stop them from like increasing the budget a little bit more than they already would have. But every time we were there, it was always, well, do we increase the budget by 5% or do we increase it by 4%? So there was never any kind of option to decrease the school budget. And whenever Conan, and it's too bad he's not here tonight, he may or may not be here tomorrow, he's got like some extra work to do, but he actually put forward these ballot measures. He would get the 25 signatures required to actually put them forward to the school board, and then what would happen...
Man, that's a lot of work.
I mean, it's not that hard to get 25 signatures. We've got
doing it more than once now. I mean, doing it like routinely.
Yeah, he did it every year for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And some of these ballot measures would have actually reduced the school board budget, among other things. But what would happen would be at this one meeting, which are attended, by the way, by almost all teachers. So like probably 70 of the 90 people in the room work for the school board. In these meetings, they would amend his proposals and completely gut them, change the wording completely, totally make them, essentially neuter his proposals, and it made it completely worthless for him to bother with it. So there's more coming up here, though. We'll share more.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.